This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The artwork of a Kalinka artist from Juneau will be featured on a new postage stamp set for distribution next year. KHNS's Henry Alicia spoke with the artist about the form line design he created for the stamp and the story that inspired it.
Rico Chlanat Wuerl is the founder of Trickster Company, a design shop based in Juneau that incorporates traditional Northwest Coast art into everything from t-shirts and stickers to skateboard decks and basketballs. He says that an art director for the U.S. Postal Service called him up one day.
He had apparently discovered some of Trickster Company's artwork at the National Museum of American Indians gift shop in D.C., and that's sort of where our discussion began about making this design happen.
Wuerl decided to go with a scene from the traditional story of Raven setting free the sun, moon, and stars for his design, and he says he kept a national audience in mind.
You know, there's so many depictions of Raven in the Box of Daylight story. It almost felt a little bit like silly to do it again, but I felt like it was an important kind of design or a kind of story that gives a gateway for people to learn about Tlingit culture.
His design depicts Raven escaping through the chimney as he is transforming back into human form. It's an exciting and chaotic scene. There are stars stuck in his feathers and the sun is in his mouth. Wuerl says he believes that the decision to include his artwork on a stamp is part of a wider movement for better representation of Native stories.
I think the USPS is sort of in line with everyone else trying to figure out how to enable Indigenous people to tell their own stories. And so it's just an honor to be able to be a part of that and to represent.
According to Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, the Postal Service had planned to unveil the stamp at Celebration 2020, but the event was canceled because of the pandemic. SHI is working with the agency to hold a release ceremony next year. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.